Amanda Bakke and Americana Soul Flood in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session. Hey, you got some jazz in my Americana. What are you doing?
Yeah, I studied jazz before I ever moved up here to Virginia, where roots music is really popular. And I love jazz harmony, but I think that it fits in really nicely into Americana style.
And you write very emotional songs.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're extremely emotional.
How deep is that well where that comes from?
Oh, well, some of them are stories and some of them are personal experiences. I've never killed someone, so this is a story.
Actually, that's good to hear.
This is a story about a woman who realizes that her man is being hunted by a black widow, a female serial killer. And she gets to the point where she like figures it out and then decides that she's going to hunt her and kill her herself. And that's the part where there's like this little instrumental section, that's the onomatopoeia of her sneaking into the woman's house.
It's sort of like an Americana jazz fusion reverse murder ballad.
Yeah. Cool.
That's great.
Tom Waits is one of my biggest influences.
Oh, well, that explains a lot right there.
Does it?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because it's like the songs are, they're emotional and they're vignettes. They're like short stories.
Yeah, so. Most of them are. They're all different little crazy stories that are in my head or you know, like personal experiences. Sometimes it's easier to write from the perspective of a character versus yourself, you know. This one I was just obsessed with like female serial killers as a youngster, and this song was kind of born from that. But most of my story songs kind of you know, it's just easier for me to write from the perspective of a character at times.
Comes from watching too many episodes of Snapped on cable.
You have no idea.
Exactly. A Forensics Files.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, your background is, you have got one of the most varied and rich backgrounds of any musician I think that we've had in here. You just completed a degree at Hollins.
I did.
And that degree was in?
Classical guitar.
Classical guitar, and here you are playing Americana fused with jazz.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Well, I can't pick one. I don't know. I feel like eventually I'll get into metal and shredding and stuff. I'll have an eternity of things to learn on guitar. And so it's just been my instrument. I've been playing guitar since I was 9, and that's been my primary focus. I'm 32 now, so many years. And I just keep discovering more and more things to learn and to love and, you know, mesh it all together. And I'm digging it. I'm enjoying it.
It comes out real well.
Thank you.
After you do all that.
Yeah, well, I have these great people here with me to thank for that.
Well, how about some introductions of the guys in the band?
Okay, so here on drums, we have Matt Gibson. And on guitar, I have Jesse Banks Booth. And on vocals and all of her awesome little instruments, we have Jeannie Goodwin, and then we have Bill Goodwin on bass.
All right, welcome guys into the WVTF studio. It's a pleasure to have you here this afternoon. It really is.
Thank you so much for having us.
The name of that song that we just heard?
That is called Black Widow.
All right, and the one coming up is?
This is called Ever Again.
All right, Amanda Bakke and the Americana Soul Flood in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session.
Thank you.
don't you come around me talking that good shit. Hush your mouth, it's a sin. Oh, that but you work it so. Don't you come around me talking about how we got. You work it so.
You're with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF.
My lover just dropped by. I need his bright sea blue eyes. And the way that he looks at me with them. Kitchen fire is maybe brighter with desire. Take my stay under the radar. I don't know how I fell in love so quick, but I... Damn that farmer man.
Mm-hmm.
26, still alive and always sick. And spit you out so fresh and so clean, honey bear.